Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
This book is designed not for me to help you, but for you to help you. I'm not trying to change your life. I'm trying to change what you see, what you feel, and what you perceive to be your life. I want to start by just taking 3 deep breaths.
Is not available. Please leave your message after the tone. After you've finished your message, just hang up. Or to hear more options, please press 1.
Hi there. I'm just returning your call about Mr. Lennox Ross. Yes, I am his son. And I'm sorry if you were close to him. Sorry about his passing. But I really don't want to be involved in any, like, will or funeral or anything like that. If he's left me something, look, just make sure it goes to a women's shelter, please. Of course, I'm sorry for your loss and all the best with the funeral and that. Okay, bye-bye now. Bye. Maureen.
Life is an ever-changing landscape full of transitions, growth, deterioration. Nothing stays the same. Nothing lasts. True happiness is about understanding, using and enjoying that landscape, appreciating its impermanence, its lucid form. One cannot stay still and merely observe. You are not a rock. You are a tree. You grow. You strengthen. You reach for the sun. You provide shade for those beneath you. You are not the rock. Life always changes. Nothing is permanent.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Hello?
Hey, buddy. You alright?
Sorry.
What?
What did you say?
I said, hey, buddy.
No. This isn't Buddy. This is Woody. Alright? You've got the wrong number, pal. Bye-bye.
No. I was just saying, like, you know, buddy, kind of like a mate kind of thing, you know?
Alright, okay. Are we there yet, do you think, in our relationship, Willie? I don't know if we're there yet, pal.
But you just called me pal.
That's different. I'd call anyone pal. I'd call Adolf Hitler or the Cowley brothers pal.
Okay, right. Look, I'll cut to the chase.
Yeah, please do. I'm driving through London and I'm very keen to get back to being stuck in traffic.
Oh, London. What are you doing in London?
Is this cutting to the chase? Is it, Willie? Look,
I'm watching Chelsea under-21s versus Wolves under-21s, if you must know. Then I might watch Avatar 2. Blue is very much the colour for me tonight, Willie.
Why are you going to watch that?
Escapism, I guess. You might like it. Big sexy blue aliens just flying about.
No, Chelsea under-21s.
Aye, well, it's Wolves under-21s I have my eye on, really.
Why is that, mate?
Willie, what's this call for, pal?
Oh, right, well, I think Kieran wants to leave.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of the offensive.
Service for Ashwood City and England midfielder Kieran
Please leave a message after the tone. When you finish recording, please hang up or press the hash key for more options.
More options? Is there an option to fucking strangle you? Call me back, you fucking moron! Fuck's sake, you fucking...
Oh. Hello, look at him!
The fuck off!
Fuck you!
No, fuck you, you fucking chimney-sweeping dick-bank cunt! Fucking... Got me belly, twat! Fuck!
Breathing is about two things. Life. You cannot have life without breath and control. Often, life can get away from us. And like breathing, it becomes subconscious. But this book will allow you to harness what seems out of control. At any time in your day, you say, no, I'm stopping this. I'm going to take these breaths. I will slow things down. You can practice this. Simply take time out of your day to take the wheel back. Put yourself into the cockpit of your body. Nobody controls you. Not your friends. Not your spouse. Not society. Not your boss.
Shit. Hello, sir, pal. I'm just leaving you a voice note because I know you fucking hate them. I'm just outside King's Meadow. Gonna subject myself to yet more football. Chelsea under-21s versus Wolves under-21s. There's a kid who plays for Wolves. Great centre mid who I want to, you know, I want to steal. His name is Paul Jones. I know. Not to be confused with Paul Jones, a goalkeeper who had two games at Liverpool. Remember him? Probably not. And not to be confused with Paul Jones, the other goalkeeper who played for Exeter and Portsmouth. Remember him? Probably not. Paul Jones. Not what you expect from Wolves, is it? Maybe I'll call him Paulo Jorginho or something. But then maybe he's a hidden gem, because he's getting overlooked by having such a dull fucking name. Who knows? Anyway, I'm blabbering. Blabriel Agbon Lahore, eh? Phil Blab. Blabinho? Like Fabinho? Nah, that's crap. Anyway, it was just a passing interest at first in the lad. Rumours I'd heard in a report from Colin, but... Well, I think we might need a centre mid more than ever, you know? Struggling to keep hold of Lunar, as you know. His agent is as slippery as a big fucking catfish or some other slippery fish, I don't know. Real Madrid are chasing him like the Terminator chases the whiny kid, you know? Not the big Terminator, the skinny one. You know, the gooey one that becomes a cop. And right, yeah. And the other thing, Broomy told Welly that he wants to leave. This could be a bargaining power thing, you know? Only a year left on his contract. Similar to what Akufo's trying to do to us. You know, Kieran's had a good season, blah, blah, fucking blah. But even if it is all fart and no fucking diarrhea, I just don't think we can afford a new and improved Kieran Broom contract. I mean, do you? You can't answer right now. It's voicemail. Probably why you hate them, isn't it? That makes sense. Right. I'm going to go watch some young men kick the shite out of each other in the piss and rain in the hope they can get a Bentley and a girlfriend one day. Bye-bye, pal.
Remember, when life gets away from you, step into the cockpit. Wrestle it back from the...
If only. Oh, Jesus. Here's a ticket for this, will you? Ooh, I don't, is it? No, actually, toddler, can I bring him a teddy bear and a hot bottle of milk? Yes, a fucking adult.
Oh, there you go. Enjoy. I'll
try my best. Excuse me, you Chelsea fans?
Yes, mate. Chelsea.
Chelsea! Right, I'll go sit down the other end then. Great business on Joe Felix, by the way. Enron level business acumen, that. Well done. Cut. Right. Let's get in with the away lot, shall we? Excuse me. Excuse me, thank you. What's excuse me in Portuguese, eh? I'm joking. Excuse me. Thanks, pal.
Should be a good one this, you know. I've got a lot of form in the other 21s.
No, talking, please. Fuck me, great touch. Colin, it's me. I'm watching him now, pal. Initial thoughts, very commanding. If he is 17, plays like a 25-year-old. This is my thoughts after about a fucking half a minute. So I'll give you another voice note if he fucks it up. All right.
The past, our past, is always with us. Old acquaintances and experiences haunt us like ghosts. It is natural to fear these ghosts. Experiences may have hurt us. Friends may have betrayed us or us to them. But to simply acknowledge the presence of the past and to understand it allows a new present and a new future.
Hey, hello?
Hi, Chris.
Who's this?
It's John McCutcheon, Kyle's agent.
Ah, right, sorry, John. How you doing, pal? You right?
Good, thank you, mate. Yourself?
Hey, struggling on, you know, just at King's Meadow at the moment.
Oh, right, yeah, Chelsea under-21s.
Hey, but watching a kid on the other side.
Paul Jones?
Hey.
Oh, great player. Shit name, but great player.
I know, right? Do you know his agent?
Sure, yeah, I can email you his details, not a problem.
Ah, that's good of you, pal.
So, just to get a lead on our main situation, have you spoken to Kyle at all?
Well, KFC and... Kyle and I spoke back in November.
When Serie A broke for the World Cup, yeah?
Exactly, yeah. He came home for a bit and we chatted, but, you know, very fleeting. Nothing formal, obviously. I wouldn't want to do that without you present. But what do you think? Where's his head at?
Look, he wants to return to the Premier League. It's as simple as that.
Okay, and we don't have a potential registration issue here, you know? There'll be three clubs in a short period, won't it?
Not since COVID, no. Three clubs in a season is permissible.
Okay. Cool, alright. I'll get exact wording on that from Call, alright? And look, we're not buying, okay? And I dare say Inter wouldn't sell anyway if they've just grabbed him. Float the idea of a loan to KFC. If he's excited... We'll approach Inter. You just need to tell them that he's keen to take the offer, you know? I'm not going into this having to convince Inter he fancies us more than them. I want them to know and be insecure from the get-go, you know?
I can run that by him, but...
Oh, come on, John.
Would he... I can't destabilise his relationship with Inter, come on.
But you said he wants out.
Yes, but the market is tricky at the moment, okay? And if this falls through, January ends and all we've done is, you know, cause a rift between player and club, then how am I...
All right, just see what you can do, all right? Let me know.
Okay. Cheers, Woody.
Bye, John.
Muchas gracias, afición. Esto es para vosotros.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And it was 4 years ago that this man departed Ashwood City. Let's take a look again at the goal.
Yes, please.
Just falls to him nicely there. Inside the edge of the box, and what a goal that is. And after spelling China and the MLS, he's been playing his trade in the Championship. 8 goals in 11 games now for a struggling Huddersfield Town. Ivan Lloyd.
Hello?
Woody, it's me.
Right, Kieran, what is going on?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Hello?
Woody, it's me.
Right, Kieran, what is going on? Would you be quick, please, pal? It's half-time in a Premier League under-21s game here. I need to get back to the rain-soaked terraces and speed up this bout of pneumonia.
Look, Woody, it's complicated.
It's not complicated, it's money. Because it ain't game time, is it?
Danielle and I have been talking, and like, I've made life in Ashwood quite difficult for us. You know?
Great, so you've shagged yourself into exile, for fuck's
Not
sake.
Just that, though, like, I don't know. This is like twilight of my career, isn't it? I just think it's time to take another roll of the dice, you know? Like, look at Endo and Milner.
Pal, I get you. They may have won a bunch of stuff, all right? But I'm telling you now, no one respects them. Absolutely fucking no one.
It's not about respect, it's about experiences, Woody. It's about looking back at my career and going, yeah, Yeah, look what I did.
You're in the fucking Champions League.
I know that, and it's great, but...
But what?
It's... I don't know, it's...
What, Kieran?
It's like a glitch, innit? Like we snuck in, you know, in a crappy earth at Prem, and it's like, what are we going to do with that? Because... Like, we're not going to build on it, are we?
Well, maybe we could if the fucking captain hung around.
Come on. Kevin. Luna.
Luna hasn't even fucking left yet.
He wants to go, though, would he? I just spoke to him.
Well, life ain't like that, all right? You don't just fucking get up and leave. You stick around, all right? You stick around and you do your fucking job. Even if it fucking kills you.
I'm formally requesting...
You ain't formally requesting shite, pal. I'll see you tomorrow.
God. It's easier to forgive an enemy than to forgive a friend. Disappointment should be released at once. Abscission. The moment a tree sheds its leaf... Think of this when betrayal befalls you, when...
Go on, Jonesy lad.
Go on.
And
go
one
on.
More. Oh, what a fucking... Woo. Fuck me, I've seen enough. Cole, pal, I'm going to snap this lad up. He's top drawer. I'm telling you, he's in there with the knickers and vibrators and spare fucking change. Paul, me again. I know I always say, like, we're fucked and that, and it might be, you know, boy that cried wolf a wee bit, but yeah, I think the fuckness has reached a whole new level of fucked, and I think maybe it's messing with me a wee bit, so.
Going,
mate? Going to the roast.
Fuck! Fucking hell! Fuck, 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 fucking, fuck, fuckity, fucking, ah! God!
Oh, God!
When faced with a challenge, don't look outward.
Look fucking inward. Shut the fuck up!
Your
shut
soul
the fuck
is more
up!
Powerful
Jesus
than
Christ!
Any- Luna is never gonna stay, alright? He's never, ever, ever gonna stay. You saw what he put on his Insta earlier.
I didn't, no. What he put?
It was a Real Madrid logo in a heart.
In a heart? Oh my God.
Oh no, that's not what you want if you're Ashwood City, is it? Let's face it.
The thing is, right, it's not just Dan and the ownership that see that. The players see it, don't they?
Yeah.
The fans see it as well. And it just, you know, it makes them look weak. It makes them look, like, needy and weak. And
they've lost control of the club.
Exactly. Lost control of the club. That's exactly what it is. They've lost control of the club.
Colin, sorry about that, pal. Call Raphael and tell him his cunt of a client, David Luna, is for sale. I'm going to speak to David now. Hola, David. ¿Cómo estás? Saw your Insta post, pal. You're fined a month's wages. Bye-bye. Angelo Vassos. How are you, pal? Listen, I've seen your scan, and I've seen the fact you're in Greece on holiday. You're fined a month's wages. You're up for sale, and tell your agent you breached your contract and that you're on very, very fucking shaky legal ground. Mr. Akufo, I know, I'm hard to get hold of, but here's the bottom line. You're not getting a new contract. All right, pal? You're on 300k a week as it is, so good luck finding someone in the space of 2 weeks. Need any help finding suitors? I can whore you out no problem, pal. Just ask. Hello, Kieran. Permission granted. You're up for sale, pal. All the fucking best. But whatever... whatever happens, thank you for your services and commit them, pal. Woody's at the fucking wheel, you cunts.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.